If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's episode, we are celebrating the gorgeous, my husband, Peter Crouch's birthday.
Yeah, I'll be talking about dream dinner guests, what we did on Burns Night, and we'll be helping people.
Yeah, we'll be helping people whose best friend is flirting with the boyfriend.
Yeah, if you like all this content and you want to subscribe, please like and link and subscribe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Pedro. Happy birthday to you.
It's a wish, baby.
Oh, thank you, guys. Look at that. Thank you so much. Look at that. What about that for a cake?
Oh.
Absolute belter.
Hello and welcome to the Therapy Crouch.
Could you describe the cake for our audio listeners, please, Pete?
Have you ever seen that picture of Leonardo DiCaprio?
What, the one when he's just out the bed, unit?
In the Great Gatsby, isn't it? Is it the Great Gatsby? Yeah. Well, there's my version of it.
You're my Leo.
Thank you very much.
You are my Leo. Do you want a little slither, babe?
Well, you're going to cut my face.
I don't want to cut your face, no. I'm going to cut... Oh, I don't want to cut your fingers either. Let's see.
Maybe cut some of my legs off.
It's a bit of...
About 6 foot 4, then.
Oh, guys, you want a little slither of this?
I thought we're not allowed to eat in the posh living room.
A bit of birthday cake, don't you?
I love the cake.
What flavour have we gone for, Ab?
Oh, classic.
Madeira.
It's got to be Victoria Sponge. Oh my God.
It's one of your favourites, isn't it?
That like looks a birthday cake. That, to be fair.
You've changed, by the way. We're eating cake on the couch now.
I'm getting it recovered, that's
you've
why.
Given up. you've given up with life.
I'm getting it recovered, so the angst is gone.
The angst.
Isn't that the word?
Agony angst. Yeah,
agony angst.
Yeah.
How was it? I was up all night making this.
Now I know you're lying.
Oh my God.
Good. Yeah, we'll dig into that after. That looks amazing.
It is
oh
amazing.
My God.
So yeah, for our uninformed listeners, why are we eating cake?
It's the big dog's birthday.
Woo! Baller's birthday.
Big dog. Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those where you just you kind of try and lose them now, I think. I would have been quite happy when this one got unnoticed.
Yeah.
But I have to say, woke up this morning and everyone piled in, all the crew. Four of the kids. I heard a few tiptoeing and...
I know, because you're normally first up out of bed.
I'm usually first up. They were up very
he was like
early.
Casually lying in. I got up at 6:30 today so I could go down. I'd done a bit of a setup downstairs in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
They all came in. It was a lovely surprise. You know, blew the cake out. You know, a couple of nice presents.
Yeah, you got your nice shoes. Got a nice aftershave. Nicked from Christopher Kane. We went to his party, Burns Night.
Mm.
The other night, and oh my God, the smell of them. Phenomenal.
Yeah, what aftershave was it?
Celine.
Oh yeah, oh, I've got the taster for you.
Yeah, he gave me a tester of it. I was like, oh, you smell incredible. I need that smell. So I got you a life-size bottle.
Oh. So it's the same one as that?
Oh yeah, gorgeous.
All right, okay, interesting.
We'll be smelling the same.
I'll be honest with me, I can't really smell that well, but I just, if you like it, then I'm happy, I put it on.
Well, it's me smelling you.
Well, that's what I mean. It's mainly for you.
Mm.
So you stop smelling, you know, aftershaves after you've had them on for like an hour anyway, don't you? I think. I think.
Cheers. Cool story, bro.
Cheap girl. The cheap shout out.
I've never smelled you smell like anything other than BO.
that's a line, you know it.
No, there's like an aroma over the top of BO. You know, like...
A bit of Old Spice over it. Yeah.
Like Lynx Africa. Oh, kids God. Change, like a boys' changing room.
It's so important, the smell of a man.
I wasn't sure about aftershaves for a long, long time. Because I don't know, I just felt...
You're clean, though.
Yeah, I am
so
clean.
You smell of washing powder and deodorant and, like, soap. A clean-smelling guy.
Well, that's probably one of the nicest things you've ever said about me.
No, but you are.
Thank you.
You smell good naturally.
Oh, well, that's good. Because I didn't want to... I don't know. I think sometimes you... With aftershave, it can smell a bit...
It's a bit like Essexy for you.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Yeah, like, it just feels a bit... It can be a bit...
There's a fine line as well, isn't there?
If you put too much on, it's a bit like, oh...
You can't have too much of the right scent.
No?
That Marc Jacobs one, which is discontinued now.
I've still got a bit of that, haven't I?
Oh, my God. It used to make me just... Die of like.
Go on.
Die.
She did used to kind of bring something. It's almost like I was a new floor.
It's like a pheromone.
Like I was a new floor.
It's pheromone-y. That's what it is.
Is that what it is? Well, I'm going to start fucking wearing it now. I'll tell you that right now.
But this new Celine one is phenomenal.
Is it enough? As much as the Marc Jacobs or not?
The Marc Jacobs one will be my one true love, I think.
Is it really? Mm. I've still got some of that. I'm going to put it on and make it your birthday.
Revolting.
Revolting.
How was the rest of your week apart from Burns night? Quite rogue to celebrate Burns night, by the way, unless you're Scottish.
He is Scottish.
Oh, of course.
He is Scottish. Yeah. Any excuse for a party? It's my favourite accent, you know, Scottish.
Over Irish? Over Scouse?
All three, I like. Dublin. I love Dublin.
We were saying it while we were there. It's like St. George's Day doesn't get a look in, really. You know, we do St. Patrick's Night, Burns Night.
Mm. Mm. What is Burns Night?
It's to celebrate the Scottish poet Robert Burns.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's held on his birthday.
It's his birthday, isn't it? Yeah.
And you celebrate with haggis, you know, whiskey, tatties.
Neeps and tatties.
Dancing.
We didn't know all this until really, like, when we went to this night. Unfortunately, Did you?
I learned about it in school.
Did you?
Something like that you never forget.
Did you have a Scottish like headmaster or something? Because I had a Welsh headmaster who made us learn the Welsh national anthem. And I knew that before I knew the friggin' English one.
Go on, do it.
Go on.
Well, I actually have done this before.
Go on then.
Gwlad, gwlad, plaid I o'rwydd yn gwlad.
I'm impressed. That's well impressive.
In Welsh, by the way.
Yeah.
And what are they saying? God save
God
the Queen.
God knows. Yeah. Piss off, you English bastards. But we were all there English in an English school.
Yeah.
Mr. Evans made the whole school learn the Welsh national anthem.
I think that's good.
Fair play to him. Yeah, and it's something that I've never forgot. And obviously, you know, there'll be plenty of Welsh people listening to this going, that is definitely not the right dialect at all. But I've still remembered it.
There's one song that stuck in my head from school. Kelly le dat de ton anniversaire. Kelly le dat de ton anniversaire. Janvier, février, mars. Janvier, février, mars.
I remember that one. Straight out of the Chickalaw.
It's all about your... tell me, what date's your birthday in French? Is
it 2nd of May.
Yeah.
Oui, oui. Do me. No? Do me.
Do me.
Do me. Mine's I'm trois janvier.
10 janvier.
Dijon?
10 janvier.
10 janvier.
I never did French.
Mon anniversaire, le 3
You can speak
janvier.
About five languages and you can't speak French.
I know, my biggest regret. We never got off it in school.
French is the easiest.
French is the one I...
Ich bin Liebenstein.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, yeah. Auf Wiedersehen.
Ich bin 14 Jahre alt.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
I'm 14.
Thank you.
That's like a porno.
That's the only thing I know how to say. I'm 14.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Oh, that is good.
Good, yeah.
It's a bit camp, the German language, I think, isn't it?
Ooh, I said it from Sing 2.
Mein Handy.
Yeah, the pig in Sing 2.
I love...
You do it like this.
I love Germany. I love Germany and the German accent, Scottish, Irish.
I do like Germany as a country. Like, whenever I've been to Germany, like, obviously we had the World Cup there in 2006, travelled a lot of it. Like, just a nice, it's, a lot of it's nice.
It's efficient as well, isn't
it? Yeah, just nice, like, there's a bit nice countryside there. It's good weather. People were good. Like, there's a lot to like about Germany, which is strange to say.
German sausage. Always goes down
the
well.
The beers, the Cunningham. Steins.
Have you never done Oktoberfest?
You like German sausage, do you?
I actually do. I love it when I go to the antique market. There's a German sausage stand there. And I always get one, load of onions on.
Oh, yeah. Bob
Steins run real. I went to Munich and you had the big 2.5 pint.
Did you do the Oktoberfest there?
Not done the Oktoberfest yet.
No, me neither.
I wanted to take my dad to that. I thought it'd be right up the street. No, he said no.
Imagine your dad in a pair of
He said no. I couldn't believe it.
I went on a stag do there, took my mate Herman, and he put him in a Lederhosen. Fucking brilliant.
He's German descent, isn't he?
No, he's actually Swiss. Swiss-German.
Swiss-German.
Not French-Swiss.
Mm. Oh, God. Have we got any pictures of this in the Lederhosen? Needs to go somewhere.
I've got pics. I'll find them, mate. Yeah. I don't know where they are. It was a long time ago, but it was, oh, my God, it was funny with him and that. But it's good. I mean, people must do that all the time.
Why are we talking about Germany?
Burnside, Scotland. Speaking of outfits, did you get in a kilt for Burnside?
Well, no, it was a bit of an impromptu Burns night because you did some work with Katie Grand, who's your friend, didn't you? Which will be coming soon.
Coming soon.
We say. Watch this space. And obviously she's a legend in fashion. And we ended up, she was going to some drinks afterwards and I gate-crashed
We basically gate-crashed it.
Nice.
Christopher Kane's
Christopher Kane's party. Nick disaster to shave and got out of there.
So went in uninvited. They said, are you on the list? We said, no, we're only staying for a drink. Yeah. Stay for a drink, nicked his aftershave and done one.
Burns like complete.
No,
Burns like complete.
He was a lovely fella.
Completed
by the way.
It, mate.
He was a lovely fella, really nice
fabulous.
Fella. And he gifted Abby the aftershave.
Yeah.
On his very special Burns night that we gate crashed. But we left before the dinner. I think that would have been taking the complete piss. So what else we get up to on the weekend?
So we went to the Balloon Museum, which for anyone who hasn't been is fantastic.
Wow, great. Isn't it? What?
It's basically it's an art exhibition. For artists, and all the installations are made out of balloons and they signify all different things. Like there's a humongous ball pit in there, which the kids loved. And that was to, you know, that represented all the differing human emotions, which I thought was quite clever.
Yeah.
It was fab and it was like, it was so deep, so it was endless, and there was millions of balls, and it had this huge kind of hologram ball in the middle. The kids loved it, and you know, it was really interesting. And I really like doing kind of, it was a bit of an adventure for us. You know, we got up, got on the train, took the kids for some lunch, you know, on the tube, you know, making the little ones read all the signs and where to go. So it's educational as well as fun.
Yeah.
You know, I loved it. It was great. Stayed out. Went to Paul Edmonds. Finally got the boy's haircut. Had a little walk around Battersea Power Station.
That's funny. I haven't been to the power station since it's been done. Is it smart?
It's gorgeous.
Really nice. Yeah. It's lovely. The place for a day out. Isn't it? We had a great day. Apart from, you know, the odd occasion.
Like what?
Which is where my weekly wine came from, actually. It just mainly your. Your anxiety around London in general, just kind of rubbing off on me, on the whole family. just don't touch that. There's germs, like every 3 seconds, germs, heights, hold their hands, cars, trains. You know, London, yeah, it's a busy place. People, it's like every 5 seconds. It's like, okay, I've got this now. I'm actually an adult as well.
When we go... out on a family adventure, we have to, you know, divvy the kids up. You know, the girls are very sensible and, you know, don't need their hands held.
So take a boy each.
Nice.
And stupidly, I give my husband the baby, my four-year-old. You know, we're standing by the platform in the tube and he's like an inch away and Peter's like, which way? looking at all the signs and not holding his hands.
It's just not the case.
And I'm like...
like, I've got him firm grip, not a problem. But bearing in mind, he's about 20 yards away from the...
cars.
From the train going past, which isn't there anyway. And it's like, it's all under control.
Did you just say Lagars?
Me?
Lagar? Syndicat d'initiative.
Did you say Lagar?
Me?
What?
No, I don't know what Lagar is.
It's train in French.
I don't speak French. I just told you.
He's 20 metres away from the gar. It's not a problem, do you know what I mean?
And another thing is, God, I've got severe...
I'm not going into central London with you ever again with children. No, I'm done with it,
You know, what I would like from you?
Bit of support.
Yeah.
It's supporting this mentalist behaviour. I don't support it. I'm sorry.
My phobias are real.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you're portraying them all on everyone else.
But unfortunately, I possess them. And because you're not supporting me and helping me, if you know it terrifies me, like the train platform, and you know heights terrify me, I shouldn't have to keep reminding you every 2 seconds, right. Hold the baby's hand, don't let him, like, you know... I had a full panic attack in the balloon.
This is my weekly.
This is my wine. Been hijacked
again. This is my birthday weekly wine.
I wasn't even going to give you a weekly wine because it's your birthday.
Are you good now, are you?
No, I'm just going to put my side across. Like, I have got the biggest phobia of heights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it comes from, but it's real.
Apparently you're born with it.
Really?
Mm. Loud noises.
My mum's got long legs, like.
Whoa! Whoa! She did both standing up.
Yeah. But it was like a metal spiral staircase coming down. So you
totally
go through
encased. No way through.
There's a gap that big, and the baby could easily topple out, and it's 14 floors.
Which is why I held his hand the whole way.
I had a panic attack whilst walking up the stairs where my legs start to shake, like, uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Uncontrollably. It's a very real thing. And to avoid the nagging and to avoid the drama, if you just held on tight to the baby, all of this could be... I'm shaking thinking of it.
Which is what I did.
Yeah.
Didn't?
Well, Pete, give us one and you give your right to reply.
And also...
She gives the fucking reply now.
Yeah.
You know, like walking through London, it's like stopping on Tower Bridge and there's so much education and history on all the little plaques. Pete's like legging it through London. I'm like, let's stop.
Mm.
Let's read the history. Let's teach them something.
You know, 115
species of invertebrates in the bloody Thames.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying to the kids, name 5 invertebrates. Come on. I like that.
Yeah, that was the one place you stopped.
It was.
I consistently tell them about Big Blen, the House of
Big
Parliament.
Big Blen?
We were singing.
Big Blen?
We were singing London Bridge is Falling Down when we were on London Bridge.
Do you know why?
Through play.
Do you know where London Bridge is Falling Down came from?
When it was needed mending.
No.
Go on then.
I'm not telling you. Next time you go on that bridge, you can read it for yourself. Because I know.
Go on then.
And the kids know. I'm not telling you.
You don't know.
I do know. I swear to God, I know.
Prove it.
I don't have to prove anything to you.
You do.
I don't.
You do. We'll prove it to the listeners who don't believe you.
Well, they don't know where the story came from because it hasn't been documented in history, anything wrong with that bridge.
Mm.
So why do they sing it?
Well, that bit I can't remember. The first bit. Do you know, actually, I think I only read half of it.
Shall I tell you who does know?
Who?
My Fair Lady. Because he was telling her. All right, let's get into some audience wines here. Got another nagging mare here. I've been married for over 30 years.
Boom.
We're both in our late 50s and the icks are so bad now I can't even look at him sometimes.
Feel your sister.
The golf ick is the biggest of all. Please see my reasons below. There's a lot of reasons here. Tucking his shirt into his trousers that sit under his beer belly. The golfing suntan, sock and short sleeve lines. Smelly golf shoes, crude and inappropriate WhatsApp messages, sniggering every time he opens his phone. Bitching about slow play, bandits and poor courses, yet still plays. Those poxy trophies that he insists on displaying. There's so many good ones there. The fact that there is always a charity day, a captain's day or a memorial day, for fuck's sake. The money spent. Why is there no budget limits when it comes to golf? The very bad wine he wins in the raffle. The auction he pays over the odds for whilst drunk. My last Christmas present was a course of 6 treatments for the chiropractor. I went twice. It hurt so much I didn't go back. Picking him up from the pub to find I'm taking his mates home as well, back to pick the clubs up. Those shiny shirts with polyester trousers that get stuck off his arse. Drying his wet umbrella in our kitchen, moaning about women on the course. Saying he will be home for dinner, then rocking off at midnight. Those stupid club covers in the shape of an animal. The excitement when he finds a golf ball on the dog walk. Ick, ick, ick. We both love to listen to your podcast. It's the only one he's happy listening to. He describes you as a normal couple. Sorry about that. He will relate to this. Regards, golf widow.
Hilarious.
Very good. That was
It's an amazing message. So much of that rings true as well, doesn't it?
The whole rigmarole of getting ready for golf, which I catch you doing. Like, he like literally puts my like Lululemon leggings on and everything. Like
I've got some like long johns. If I can't find them, I'll just put abs leggings. They're really nice because they're like
tight.
Well, they are. They're obviously stretchy and tight, but they're like, I don't know. I think I look great in them as well. No, I don't. They're just very warm.
The pins on it.
He goes like that. The mirror. Gets dressed. Goes.
I do that.
You do.
I do that when I do my hair. Yeah, but you got a hair face as well.
What's mine? We've talked about that gap, haven't we? When I'm in bed, and I can see him. In the back mirror, in the front mirror, and I could see him like getting ready for golf, and he's like that in the mirror.
No, I don't.
Doing like a swing, and I'm just like, I married that.
Little pep talk in the back. Come on, Pete, you got this, Pete. Come on.
Come on, big man.
No, you got Liverpool, come on, mate. This is nothing.
You've got this.
England, there's nothing on this South Course. That's literally what you're like in the mirror.
I do find it funny. It's all the little pens and there's.
I hate them. I just, when I see them pens, I'm like, snap them. But you did that the other night, like, so before our family weekend, and he does it every single time, without fail. Mm-hmm. I tell you why he was annoyed at me, because he had a short tether, because he had a hangover, because he went to golf all day, like, 10 hours isn't enough.
You just told me you were doing dry January. About 10
no, I didn't say I was doing dry January. No. I've had a few, few days and I'm quite enjoying it.
He brought two men home from the golf club, Glenn and another one, and they had the full Take That albums on, collection, the Trolls movie soundtrack. Then it turned to...
Amongst others.
Then
amongst
it turned them. To Snoop and Dre. Then it was a bit of Bicep. And then I was like, they were doing like Zumba and ballroom dancing. Ordered pizzas.
Oh my God.
I'm in bed thinking, family day is going to be ruined tomorrow because he's going to be grumpy as hell.
God, I'm allowed to let my hair down every now and then.
Don't bring your smelly mates back to my house.
It could be worse. We go, do you know what? Let's just go out. Let's go into town till 4 a.m. We come home, we have a few drinks, we listen to a bit of music, a bit of Zumba. What I'm saying is it could be worse, couldn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, you'd rather I was here under,
No, you want to be home because you want to be with me as well. That's what it is.
I don't want to be going out here and everywhere, but I still want to continue my bit of fun from the golf that I've, And I don't think that's one day a week. I don't think that's... A bit too big.
You're not doing that every week.
You sound like this woman here.
But yet the ick thing, it's a mixture of just being together.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Just goes on, doesn't it?
And golf.
And golf, I get it. I get the golf thing because there's so many little factors in that.
It is a bit pathetic, isn't it, really?
Well, there's so many things that you do. Like obviously the outfits look kind of different. You've got to take another set of shoes. And if you don't understand golf, you think, all those little tees, you think, what the hell are they? I get it. Little ball markers, there's so much.
I bin all of them.
Yeah, well, it's not very nice.
You came
it?
Home with one the other day. It was a £5 coin, wasn't it?
It was actually a £100 legal tender.
Really?
Coin.
You found on the golf course?
No. Someone gave it to me as a gift.
Oh.
Which I thought was a really nice gift.
That'll be going straight in the bin.
She's horrible, isn't she? Absolutely horrible.
If you leave him lying round.
Yeah, I'd freaking leave you lying round. Throw you in the bin.
I feel like I'm already in the bin. Neglected.
My weekly whine is aimed directly at my housemates. Anytime we sit down to watch anything in the house, they talk right through it. Who does that? I swear, the only time they come up for air is when the adverts are on. God forbid I should pause it when the show or movie we are actually watching is playing. Otherwise, I'm labelled passive-aggressive or moody. How can I get these guys to shut the fuck up? Well, I don't know, because it's exactly what my housemate does.
Is that what you're calling me now?
You literally do that. You go, Pete, come on, please, come upstairs. And I come upstairs and you go straight on your phone and talk to me about stuff while we put something on together.
No, because last night you were getting a massage. He made me sit in silence while he was getting his massage.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Talk.
I want to do a Real Housewives. Yeah. And you couldn't let me. Because we had to get it in our bedroom because it's too cold downstairs with the no heat in the new floor, adjusting temperature, blah, blah. Cool story, bro. So we got the massage in my room, but I'd had mine and Pete had a sore back, so got the girl round. He's having a massage. So I was sitting on the bed and then I got into a bit of a clothes hole.
Yeah.
And I hadn't finished.
But it does happen a lot because you kind of, even if the match is on, it's like, please. So I'm like, oh, like 75, 80 minutes, I'll be like, all right, I'll come up and watch something with you. I feel bad we're on our own. You've done an internal yawn again.
Sorry.
So I do. I come up, I put something on, then I'm watching it on my own. I'm like, well, I might as well just watch the match.
Last night, for example, we were watching Silent Witness last night.
Oh, I haven't watched that for ages.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love it. He's an eagle. I just send voice notes to Caroline and John. Caroline, because we both love it. And I was like, God, this is a bit boring. This one, he's like, you haven't watched one bit of it.
There's nothing worse, and I can relate to it for this one here.
Any advice?
There is nothing worse than someone not watching something and then 15, 20 minutes into it when you're into it going, oh, I'm not really feeling this.
Should we turn this off?
Yeah. Let's put that thing on. You go, oh my God.
It's hard to, if something doesn't grab me straight away.
You can't say it's not grabbed me when you've not looked up from
your
phone.
Oh my God, Pete, some things come on and you go, bang, I'm in. Like that fighter pilot thing. Have you seen that?
No, Top Gun.
Sorry,
that fights about a film.
No, it's a new one. It's good, actually.
New one with Barry and
Steven Spielberg,
and Tom Hanks.
Is it a film or a series?
It's a series. Oh, it's so annoying. You can only watch
one.
Never remember what it's called. It's called like the
Fighters.
Oh God, aeroplane.
No, but it's good.
Aeroplane people. But
it's got like Austin Butler in that Callum who was in Capture.
Ab fancies everyone in there. That's why we watch it.
And then, it doesn't get me in the first 5 seconds. I really like Vikings.
I'm stupid.
Is that what you think?
100%. You say all the things around the fact that you go, oh, they're fit apart from their fit. Yeah.
Like
you go,
what?
Oh, I love that fighter jackets they wear.
He's got really good energy, hasn't he?
He goes, that hairstyle's amazing. She says everything off the back. He's fucking amazing.
The thing is, you know full well, Soldier.
You think I was born yesterday?
Soldier haircut is my favourite haircut in the world.
What, buzz cut?
Like a 1940s soldier. Yeah. It's like one of my top looks.
One of your top looks, along with Vikings.
Don't know.
And cowboys. Oh, Vikings, cowboys, and 1940s soldiers.
Cowboy is up there with my favourite accent. I was talking about that last night, weren't we, in bed, actually?
Yeah.
Cowboy, Scottish, Irish, Ealing.
Ealing?
German. There's nothing better than that soldier haircut, the side part where it's like a bit curly and goes onto the forehead.
It's a nice haircut.
It's like when you get out the shower, you have that.
Well, I've got, like, not got it now.
No, because you just pull yours back and turn into fucking Chris Tarrant.
What an insult.
Say Chris Tarrant to me. You look like Robbie Savage.
I know, I look like Robbie Savage. as Pete coming in with a Viking outfit and a soldier's haircuts with a German accent on a horse.
Flying a plane.
You're my dream guy.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
It's my birthday. You're not making me feel like I'm your dream guy.
Oh, you are. Of course you are.
All right, then. I want to call out my flaky friends.
Oh, I'm a flaky friend.
When you've had something in the diary for months and they decide to put out last minute, it's nothing worse. And we are those people.
We are the worst at this.
I swear it's like a domino effect. As soon as one pings a message into the group chat about childcare arrangements, the whole house comes tumbling down. Everyone else seems to have something come up, which means your big girl's night out becomes a solo mission, sat on the couch eating Ben and Jerry's and watching reruns of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh. I think,
like a nice little light in.
I know. I'll come and join you on the couch, man. No, I think that's the worst thing, being flaky, and we are always so flaky.
Mm-hmm.
Out of no fault of our own.
It's a nightmare being... We are those people.
Out of no fault of my own.
You're the worst at that. I organise so many things.
I've had to bar him.
No, I organise so many things that you kibosh. Like, the lads that think I'm an absolute imbecile. I'll go, yeah, I can come to that. And then you'll go, no, you can't. And I'll go, fucking... There'll always be something that we've got in the diary before.
And Pete will say yeah to people and then not check with the diary or the kids... Every time we have a night out, the kids are sick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, we're going on a night out. Bang, I've got the vomiting bug. You know, it drives us mad and you're not the most organised and you'll say yeah to things and then, you know, we all...
Well, the thing is, when people ask me, I'll go, that sounds unreal, I'm in.
Hmm.
And then I'll come back here and it all goes wrong.
I'm not having that in. That's not true.
That's what.
Like Vegas, for example, we're supposed to go into Vegas. Mm. Pete said, "Yeah, to Vegas." Everyone's booked Vegas, and now we can't go because Pete's working.
Don't even get me started on that because I put that in the diary. I said to you, "Can we go on these dates?" And
my
didn't hear
dream
back.
To go and watch you too.
Didn't hear back. Anyway, we are those flaky people, and I hate it. I hate being the person.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. There's nothing worse than when you've got a something in the diary for months and it's
pain in the arse.
Cancel last minute. So you two take a long, hard look at yourself next time you're flaking on something.
Oh no, it's not good, is it?
So let's get into the pod. It's your birthday episode.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, thanks, my darling.
Babe. Happy birthday.
Have you had a nice day so far?
Yeah, I've had a lovely day. Yeah, I've been quite busy and, you know, it's not saying that I kind of think about much anymore. You know, when there's all significant ones, you know, kind of like the 40 that we had recently was amazing.
Recently, you know, 18, that was 3 years ago.
18.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe. 21, you know, even 25, 30, you know, those ones. But like when 43, you just want to get through it.
you just want to get through it.
I can't believe you're 43. You were 25 when I met you.
Mm.
Wow.
My old agent called me like, I say old agent. I was with him for like 25 years, whatever. But I met him. He called me today and said happy birthday. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, you're right, David. And I said, oh my God, I met you when I was 14.
Wow.
14, I was.
That's 30 years ago.
29 years ago, yeah.
I was 14.
God.
How mad's that?
David is the first
That's three
one.
Three decades ago. When you start putting your life in decades, it's like, scary, isn't it?
Yeah, I've known him.
Yeah, but I tell you what's even scarier.
Go on.
Daniel Bedingfield, got to get through this. He's 25 years old.
Is it really?
He was on the radio. He's back on tour the other day and he was like, oh God, so you haven't been in the charts for 25 years? I was like, what?
But that's weird. Why are the Bedingfields making a comeback? Because I had Natasha on the radio.
Yeah, Natasha's on it because there's a show on TV. And feel the rain on hills.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard this one.
That was the theme tune, I think.
Saltburn.
No, that's Sophie Ellis Bextor.
There's a revival of the oldies now. We've
is
got.
There?
I say, I'm not going to say. There's a revival of, of the oldies. Whoop, whoop. No, obviously Sophie Ellis Bextor's back with Murder on the Dance Floor because all the kids think that's just a new song
from TikTok.
They're like, get with it. You're not as cool as you think, are you?
Mm.
We were there for the first time round.
The first time round.
Give it up for 15 years. Simply rather be back around.
I gotta get through this.
gotta make it through this. Yeah, I gotta get through this.
Bit of garage.
I still called it Bed Daniel. Me and my mates have always called it that.
Oh.
I'm gonna go to Daniel.
Oh, bed. Bed. Oh, yeah.
I've never heard you say that.
Yeah, you do. What's that?
Up to me, Daniel. That's me, Daniel calling.
I'm going to Daniel. Yeah, the fun we had. Honestly, the laughs.
I can't look at you laughing now because I just see that what? Girl who does the memes.
Oh, yeah.
She can piss off her.
She can do one, can't she?
It's the nostrils for me.
She's very good at it. I'll give her you juice.
Yeah.
You can piss off with it all now.
I'm giving my poor birthday boy a complex.
Scared to laugh.
you don't do this goofy laugh on your own pod.
I don't do a goofy laugh at all.
First of all, it's a normal laugh.
What? What?
It's the...
You're not so frigid.
I love your laugh. It makes me happy.
You can't make me feel uncomfortable laughing.
Babe, I didn't make the meme up.
Yeah, but you're taking...
Why are you moving away from me?
You're ripping me now on it, about it.
I am absolutely not.
You just took the piss out of it, then.
I'm absolutely not. I love your laugh. It's my favourite thing about you.
It's not a good laugh.
Your laugh, it is.
It's not a good laugh. It's a genuine laugh. It's where it's not something that's... I don't want to be a sexy laugher. Just laugh.
Who's a sexy laugher in your eyes?
I don't know. It's one of those questions that I don't ever want to ask. Answer.
I'm talking about men, not women.
Why would I... Who's got a sexy
Brian
laugh?
Brian Blessed. You imagine he's got a sexy laugh.
Who's that?
You know Brian Blessed?
No.
Big fella with the beard.
Who do you think's got a sexy laugh?
I can't think of anyone. I'm just trying to think of what laugh you'd like. What's a cool laugh then?
Not Jimmy Carr's.
Well, who's famous for their laugh?
No there one.
Must be people famous for their laugh.
Jimmy Carr, but this is terrible, isn't it?
Vic and Bob.
Vic and Bob Mortimer. Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer. That's your sexy laugh.
No, the sexy laugh.
Pete, I just wish you were a bit more Vic and Bob. Oh. How the birthdays shape up compared to when you were playing, Pete?
Yeah, like the birthdays, I don't know. Like I used to have a good time even when I was playing. Like I don't, if your birthday came around, like my birthday's quite.
You mean when?
When it came around on like football time, you just do it when you could, like on the weekend that you could.
Yeah.
Because you'd always be busy on your actual day. But it might fall on, say, a Saturday, and then you might fall on a Saturday. You go out on. I'd always have a good one. Like it wasn't as if I didn't drink on my birthday or anything like that. But we also came through that really busy period of like Christmas where you'd have loads of games first, then you'd come out of that period and then there was less games. It's like one a week around my birthday.
Yeah.
So you could actually get a good one.
Take your foot off the gas a little
bit. Yeah. We had some good birthdays over the years when I was playing.
Yeah. Any standout ones? Can you when you look back?
I remember my 18th, I ended up going to going out in London, like, I thought it was like, I was trying to do the old footballer thing. Actually, David, who I just mentioned before, got me into Café de Paris, drank champagne, because I thought that's what you had to do on your 18th, and then threw up everywhere. But I went home early, about midnight. And
midnight's not early, Pete.
Yeah, I know. What,
yeah.
I was supposed to be having a tear up.
Pete's been on the bubbles.
Champagne. Absolutely hate champagne. Absolutely hate it.
I love champagne.
Oh, it's just, I don't get it at all.
I like champagne.
I'll have it for the celebration.
Get you drunk, isn't it? It's the bubbles.
Champagne for a celebration is a good...
Yeah, but it's one or two, isn't it, I think?
Yeah.
It's not an all-nighter. Yeah,
but if you mix champagne with something else, you'd...
The hangovers are dreadful as well. So Pete gets a lot of flack for his gift buying. How have you managed to pull out the bag this year, Ab?
I've got him possibly the best present he could ever wish for.
The gift of children.
No, checking.
That he's got to take that. Shush. I would say last night.
I have given you me and a bow before.
Have you?
Yeah. You like that one, didn't you?
I did love that one, yeah. It's a long time ago. But
it wasn't. Wasn't that was for your 40th?
Oh, yeah. That was great, that. Fantastic.
We shared far too much on this. I got him a golf trip.
Oh, God, honestly. Old head.
You got him a golf trip?
I'm going on it. It's me and him. He's going to teach me how to play golf.
Give me old head.
Yeah. Fine.
Sorry, couldn't resist that one. It's a golf club,
yeah,
in Kinsale in Ireland. It's literally a cliff. It's built round a cliff.
Really?
Like all some of the holes are like all dropping off down to the sea. I mean, it's like kind of only one way in, one way out, and it's basically a golf course built on an island. Like, obviously, all the lads who've been there, absolutely, I've never been somewhere like on your bucket list. You know what I mean, if you like golf, and yeah, all the boys who've told me about it just said, "Oh, it's the best place in the world." If you get the weather, because it can be,
yeah, it's Ireland, isn't it?
Pretty, pretty hard.
Coastal Irish,
but yeah, but special. And that, I thought that was a really, really lovely present.
Mm. That is a good chance, Abby. Mm.
So we're going for 2 weeks in June. And
are you?
No. One night. He's got one night there.
I was thinking, fuck, I've got a lot of podcast record dates for them.
14, I think it's 15 nights.
Yeah.
No, he's got 2 days, one night.
With the lads, or are you going?
With the boys.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Nice. You just face it.
Oh, what? You're not going to come on the golf trip.
Well, the spa's incredible, yeah. So I thought the wives could come.
No.
And we can wait for you.
You wags got banned in 2006.
We could go to the spa and, you know, have some nice lunch and wait for you till you come back.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love that, babe. I'll pick the spa. I'll book it for you.
It's in the hotel.
No, it won't be anywhere near our hotel.
So obviously you've got a lot of work on today, Pete. You're doing the football later after this. Have you got any plans for the weekend? Anything booked then?
On Sunday, we're going to do a nice low-key Sunday lunch, mm-hmm. Few drinks, kid-free zone.
Nice.
I went to this pub the other week, right, and it's like live Irish music downstairs in the pub bit. The Guinness is off the scale. Downstairs, they've actually got like a butcher's.
Yeah.
Like two fellas in there, you know, with all the meat, and then the meat goes straight up to the restaurant. I think it's got to be the only pub in certainly in London, maybe the UK, but
has their own just called a kitchen?
Butcher's. No, it's a butcher's. It's like a full-on butcher's down there. They have all the meat hanging. You know, they cut it all up down there. And then it goes straight up to the kitchen where they prepare
it.
Did
you eat there last time?
Yeah.
How was the food?
Unbelievable. Like one of the best. Like I had like the T-bone steak to share. But like...
Who did you share it with? I
couldn't believe it. Just a couple of girls joined us. Tammy and Roxy.
Tammy and Roxy? Oh my God. You're a fucking asshole.
Great pair.
Fucking awesome.
Lovely girls as well.
Just for the meal. No, it was just actually, it was after my podcast. I went with Sids and Chris from That Peter Crouch Podcast, which is available every Wednesday. And Friday. Cheers, George.
George hates his
podcast. He just doesn't.
It offends me how much you hate it.
He's giggling away.
Look at he's enjoying it today. But look where
he hates the pod.
He's scared of you and he doesn't like this pod.
It's character building. Yes. It's character building.
Sets you up for real life, this, George.
We tend to keep our parties small and intimate and only have...
There's a no twats allowed policy, really.
Yeah.
And well, I think we do quite well with that. Your twat slips are really, you know, every now and then. Like Ross was at the last one.
But we've got new security at this one.
Not often.
It's important because I always get a fear of parties because I'm like, every time you have a huge party, you always get left with someone you don't want to talk to.
And
you can see all your mates at the bar like having a laugh and you're like talking to someone you haven't seen for 15 years.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the problem. I think a lot of the time you want to invite actually your mates that you want to see because the people that you see at the bar and feel like you're missing out while you're talking to Uncle Nobed, you know, it's like, just invite them. Don't invite Uncle Nobed and you wouldn't be in that situation.
Yeah.
So I think
that comes with age.
Yeah, we actually do that now, don't we?
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, my lockdown was about 40 for me, wasn't it? Maybe. So my 41st was kind of made up for the 40.
Mm. Nice.
And it was no one's had a 41st like mine. top notch.
It was like James Bond themed. I had the red carpet.
Yeah.
You know, poker chip. You were there?
I don't think I was in Spain. I was in Spain.
Yeah, we all had Dickie Bows on, but we were at home.
That's good.
It was like all the girls had kind of like, you know, big flowing
Bond girl dresses on.
Pussy glow.
It was like martinis and all that. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Mm.
I had a great time.
What would be your dream birthday celebration?
What, like place, like, or people? Like both? Dream dinner party kind of vibe.
Dead or alive? Oh God, I know what you're going to say. I'm not coming to it.
Yeah. My dream dinner party wouldn't be yours.
Be Bobby Charlton. Kenny Dalglish. Jürgen Klopp. Robbie Fowler.
Fucking not a bad dinner party.
Yeah.
What was your rabbit called?
Kerry Dixon.
Kerry Dixon.
Oh.
That's the one party I'm going to call a sickie on.
Do you know what, right? Like, those names you mentioned just for the bands, I'd be happy with that. It'd be a good dinner party, that.
For the bands.
What, Klopp, Fowler, Bobby Charlton and who?
Dalglish.
Dalglish. Start back on that.
Yeah.
Who would you have then?
You? Right,
let me guess. Okay. Let me guess. Ralph Lauren. D squared.
What the hell?
And L'Oreal.
Great party.
Cool party, bro.
No, I just...
You could not come to mine. I won't come to yours then.
I want you to be in mine.
Right.
I just want to roll with my homies.
Yeah.
On my birthday.
Nice.
So there's no real dream.
I'm living the dream, hon. Every day is my birthday.
Yeah.
As long as you're next to me, that's all I need.
Listen, I do want you at my birthday, and I don't want Bobby Charlton there. You know, maybe the others. But...
No, seriously, who would you pick? Glenn.
I'd like it to be interesting. No, if it's... You
know, no, not Glenn.
No, listen, I see him all the time. If you're talking dream dinner guests, right, I'd have what, Liam Gallagher there. I'd have Mick Jagger, and I'd have... Paul Gascoigne.
Oh, great. Well, that's going to be a frigging party, that, isn't it?
I'd have Jay-Z. Yeah. He can bring Beyonce.
Me and Beale just hang at the bar while you and...
You can hang at the bar while we chat.
I think we do okay on the party front.
Yeah.
We've got a good group.
Hmm.
Our group is good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Everyone in our gang is a big personality and brings pure... unfiltered fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of... I mean, we had a big Glasgow group.
Yeah, look at my birthday, for example. Off.
That was good. Your birthday, great fun.
One of my friends bought me a bloody Bentley, for God's sake.
What, that toy car in the kitchen?
One of my friends rolled up to my party with a black Bentley with a big bow on it, like a kid's one. I was like... You know me so well. You know, we've got a good group. We're quite lucky with our friendship group. And Liberty, our friend Liberty, is really excited about giving you your present.
Mm. She's texted me already saying it's a great present.
Mm. Last year, she got him the first edition of King Kong.
What?
Yeah, first edition King Kong book.
Yeah.
That's I've heard first edition books are good gifts.
Yeah, really good.
Unreal. Like, great present. I've had to put it.
Yeah, but you're almost scared to read it almost. It's so delicate.
Yeah, just don't want to touch it.
Yeah. That is a lovely gift.
My friend Liberty is the ultimate gift buyer.
Mm.
Like, the most thoughtful, incredible gifts. So last year she bought it. She's got a friend who's an artist and she paints the sky every day of the year.
Really?
On these tiny little canvases about that big. And she gifted me mine for my birthday. And
so it's basically the sky on the year, the month, the day of your birthday.
Wow.
Incredible.
That is class.
Yeah, so we've got a little collection of those going on, which are just gorgeous. Then when she bought me those 1920s cocktail glasses, original, just beautiful. She's so thoughtful. I can't remember what she got me this year. So I was so pissed. I can't remember. I can remember her giving it to me, but I can't remember what it was.
Really?
How bad's that?
Well, I wish I could help you, but I was fucking trolleyed as well.
I hope you've had a nice birthday. I know it's a shame that you're working tonight and the rest of the week, so we can't, celebrate how we would like to. Mm. I'd love to whisk you off to a a nice little meal or something tonight, but we can't.
Yeah, that would be nice. Just a little, like, even a lunch or a dinner, really. But, like, obviously can't do it today, but we're going to do it on the weekend.
Yeah.
We'll make up for it. But I love you, and thanks for my presence and all that.
Okay. Mina. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
To another 43 years.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Oh, 86.
100%, I'll take that.
You will? You'll last that
long. Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. 86. Yeah.
I'll nan was 96 when she died. Your nan was in her 80s.
Mm. People are living longer as well.
Do you reckon, yeah?
Mind you, we're 80s kids when the year of when processed food was invented.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a lot
more. Also, do you want to live to see your 86 year of it? Do you know what I mean? You start breaking down, don't you?
86 is a good age, I think.
And you're chatting to Pete while he's dribbling in the corner, talking about the wonder hat trick he got against Arsenal 40 years ago. All right. Pete trying to do the robot with his fucking bionic head.
It wasn't a fluke. That goal against Man City, it wasn't a fluke. I meant it.
All right.
Didn't I?
All right, Pete.
Didn't I mean it? Tell them.
Boring everyone's tears. You seen this robot? Oh, piss off. God's sake.
Oh.
Couldn't do it when you were playing. Hello now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
All right, then. Agony Ab. Hey, guys. Loving the pod. If one of your kids had a boyfriend stroke girlfriend that you weren't too keen on and believed they weren't the best match for your child, would you tell them?
Yes.
My mum had no problem telling me about my past boyfriends, even though she was always right. I didn't appreciate it at the time. What would you guys do? Leanne, 25, from Birmingham.
It's a tricky one, this, because, you know, I think most people have been in the situation where a loved one is going out with someone you don't like. You're stuck in the middle of, you don't want to hurt their feelings and lose them, potentially. There's certain people, like my sister, I'll be like, he is a complete twat, get rid. My brother is a bit more sensitive, so I've, you know, over the years, let him work it out for himself.
Yeah.
And then when they split up, I'll be like, we all hated her from the start. You're only
saying brother and sister now because our kids aren't really old enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when they do start, I think the best way to play this is to kind of just put things into the head like, do you think, you sure he's right for you? Little, like, just little things where you, I think you know that you disapprove and they know that you disapprove.
Young love is a powerful force,
yeah,
though,
because
Pete.
That's what I mean. But if you start going and go, I do not want you seeing him again. Like,
they'll run off to Australia and get married.
You know, yeah. That's the worry, though, isn't it? You know, they're going to defy you because they're going to defy you anyway at teenager age groups. So, I think you've got the best way to play that is to kind of just
plant subtle seeds.
Let them know what you think about them. Yeah.
I agree with that, yeah. I think kids are always going to... And as soon as you tell someone not...
Does your mum ever tell you about your...
Oh, my mum tells me absolutely straight, yeah, what she thinks.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't fuck around.
How does that make you feel?
But I think I'm just used to my mum. She's like you, isn't she? She's nuts.
I think I'm just used to dealing with it. Yeah, she's a brush. I'm just used to dealing with
it. Absolutely nuts.
But I know the second I meet someone, if I like them or not. Mm. And it's always true. People don't grow on me. I like most people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I don't like someone, I feel like I have to trust my gut and say it. But, you know, it is a tricky one that, because you don't want to hurt your loved one's feelings, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not. It's a difficult situation to be in that as well, because you love that person so much, but you don't love the person that they're in love with. That is a tough, tough situation to be in.
It's like when my dad was saying to get rid of Pete.
It's a tough one for you, that. You came through it. All right, hey guys, in dire need of an agony ab SOS. Oh. So please help me out if you can. I think my boyfriend fancies one of my friends.
Oh no.
I've been in a relationship for a couple of years now. So far, everything has been hunky-dory. Well, almost everything. Ever since we got together, I've always noticed my boyfriend has taken a keen interest in one of my more attractive friends. At first, I was glad.
Why are you smiling?
I'm not smiling.
She's thinking about your fit mate.
She's thinking about us.
You actually are? Oh my God.
What?
Which one do you fancy?
There's a couple.
At first, my mates are fit, though, to be
fair. At first, I was glad that these two got on so well, as who doesn't want their best friends and boyfriends to get along? However, as things have progressed, my cray-cray girlfriend's spider senses have started to tingle, and I suspect there may be more than meets the eye. I'm gutted I read cray-cray before I said
it. What's cray-cray?
Exactly. I just
cray-cray, like crazy. Maybe, you know, you should know.
Maybe he's all ill. Firstly,
do you know he's 43? He doesn't know any sayings like cray-cray.
I'm just reading. Please don't. I just don't shoot the messenger.
It's getting clipped up.
Firstly, it's the compliments. Anytime he sees her, he's falling over himself to tell her how great she looks, followed by over-exaggerated laughs at any of her jokes. I've known the girl all my life, and trust me, she's not funny. And he always just seems a bit too keen to help her out or give her advice on any general basic bitch issues. Sorry if it sounds like I'm having a go at my friend, but there's always this rivalry between us. And I also think deep down she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
And is trying to power play me with my own boyfriend. And is he too dim-witted to realise? What do you think? Who should I blame here and how shall I tackle it? Anon, obviously.
Oh, that's a horrible situation.
Quite.
Do you know, I hate... this is up there on my list of most annoying things on earth. People laughing hysterically at someone who's not funny. Mm-hmm. That's a tough situation because she's going to be feeling insecure. She's torn between a boyfriend, a best friend. You know, that kind of makes nights out tricky. You know, she's always going to be on edge.
Looking over.
Have a shit night every time she goes out with them. But how is it going to change? What would you do if you suspected I fancied one of your friends?
I'd pull you and say, what are you doing?
So do you think she needs to pull him?
Yeah. Just say, look, I don't want you doing this weird thing you're doing with her. You can piss right off with that. End off.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah, just nip it in
the bud. Keep putting his foot down there.
No. Like that authoritarian.
I'd pull you to one side and nip that in the bud.
I think you should stand there in the corner.
Right now.
Achtung, stop.
Stop. No more.
Ooh.
Yeah, you like it?
Nice. I have a bell just to hear that voice. Yeah.
You naughty girl.
Ow! Gosh.
Do you think the girl, the mate, is doing a bit, knows what she's doing?
100%.
Do you think the mate's playing up to it? Like, oh, she's getting this attention, thinking that...
100%.
Oh, that's no good, that.
100%.
I think then she should speak to the girl, if that is the case.
Do you think?
Yeah.
She should fuck them both off.
No, but... Come on, hold on a minute. She really likes her boyfriend. She actually likes her mate. But she doesn't like this dynamic that's appearing.
Why would you like a boy who fancies someone else?
Yeah, but I bet it's one of the... If you pulled one, you go, what are you talking about? Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, because he hasn't kissed her on it like that. Well, I'm not allowed to laugh at your mate's jokes.
They probably
you know what I mean?
Wouldn't, but, like, you know, it's like a flirting. Mm. It's no good, is it? I think you got you got to pull one of them. I only think one of them. I don't think both of them, because then they could start, I don't know, talking. Yeah. Just say, look, just I know what you're up to. You nip this in the bud.
Yeah, but how can you have a relationship after that?
Yeah, but they might not be doing as much as she. It might be kind of in her head as well. But there's probably definitely something there. But it might. She's probably playing it like she's making it bigger than it is. Just nip it in the bud now, I think.
Apologies if my next agony ab sounds a bit brutal. And feel free to tell me if I'm in the wrong, but I genuinely don't think I am. Basically, I think my sibling is a bit of a shit parent. The reason I think this is because my nieces and nephews are absolute nightmares to be around. Don't get me wrong, I definitely love the pair of them, but oh my God, their hard work. I can't remember the last family gathering we had, which they didn't absolutely ruin. They are loud, overbearing, and dare I say it, brash. That's one thing our kids aren't. You know, God, compared to some people's kids, I know we moan about them, but bloody hell, they're well behaved.
Yeah, they are chill.
Going out for a big family meal is virtually always off the cards because they can't sit 5 minutes and insist on doing laps around the restaurant until they are blue in the face, and we have nearly caused some poor waiter or waitress to scald themselves carrying the soup of the day out. Constantly fighting, swearing, crying, and just generally making everyone around them miserable. I know they're only kids, 8 and 5, which is why I cut them a lot of slack and believe that it's actually my sister and her nice but dim husband that are to blame. The pair of them are quite lazy and believe the iPad is the answer to all their problems, which I actually believe is the root cause of all these problems. I have tried talking to my parents about it, but they are looking at it through rose-tinted spectacles and believe the kids will grow out of it. I also thought this at one stage, but seeing how they behave compared to their cousins fills me with dread. I should probably also add that I don't have any kids of my own, so I'm quite aware that I don't really have a leg to stand on. Thanks, Pete from Nottingham. You know, that's a tough one there. You know,
she's just thrown the name in. No, no. Yeah. Hey, my missus' parenting skills. Sorry, I hate my sister's parenting skills. I hate her kids as well. Awful. Pete from Nottingham.
Pete from Surrey.
He's just gone in.
So my brother and sister, or my mum, for example, will tell my kids off, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that doesn't bother me. Like, if the kids are behaving badly, I feel like they need to be told. You know, it is hard when you've got kids. Like, kids don't love going to restaurants.
Found that there's a time frame where they'll sit and eat. It's like, if we're getting starters, they need to be eating their main course, right?
Yeah.
And then when we're eating our main course, they're on dessert, and then they're up after that, aren't they? And you have to be.
But the iPad is an easy option. You know, it does give you 5 minutes peace, and or you can have some adult conversation while they're quiet and occupied on the iPad, but it is bad.
I think the discipline really starts at home. It's like when you know, you take the iPad off them, and if they scream there, you can deal with it. Do you know what I mean? And you don't give in. But in a restaurant, if they're screaming, it's very hard to not give in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're like, just please be quiet. This is so embarrassing. If you don't be quiet, like, everyone's looking at us, you know, that kind of thing. You're like, just take the iPad.
Mm.
But I think that's what an iPad was invented for restaurants and things like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, let the kid have the iPad just so it's we can.
But it's also very draining and wearing on a parent when the kids are constantly fighting, messing around. And, you know, Pete definitely has more authority than me. They listen to him a lot more, which is annoying when I'm trying to, like, kind of enforce some rules and structure in the house, and they just gang up on me and say no. I really don't like. But you've been good at that lately. You've been like, don't tell your mum to shut up.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be. That's not, you know. But they're good kids. They're not like that. Our kids are good, to be fair. But like, with regards to Pete, I feel like it's very hard to kind of tell someone that their parenting style is wrong,
especially if you've got no kids.
I've got four kids,
yeah,
and I've got friends who've had the first baby, and I'll give them tips and advice, and they won't take it. And they're like, "What do you know?" And I'm like, you know, I feel slightly qualified.
Yeah.
But everyone parents in their own way. You can tell them to don't do this to the baby, wrap up in the blanket like this, put it to bed at a certain time, feed it so many times a day, whatever. People will do their own thing, regardless. No, I hope my daughters will listen to me when they have kids, because I listen to my mum, but all the friends I've given advice to, they're a bit like, ugh,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah.
And it really annoys me. Yeah.
And there are times where you can't, no matter how good you are as a parent, like, there are times where your kid's going to go fucking mental.
Yeah.
And you can't stop them. Like,
no.
Sometimes they do, and you just hope it's, you bring them up the right way. You just hope they're good mannered, and off the bars are.
But I think he can tell his sister. I know he probably feels like he hasn't got a leg to stand on, but, you know, he can just say, do you need any, maybe he could go around it a different way. Do you need any help at home? Do you want me to come around and help you with the kids, like, sort them out?
Yeah. Maybe be a bit more hands on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go off and enjoy my birthday now. That's all right.
We need to have some cake before you go to work. I hope they sing happy birthday to him today on TNT.
Yeah.
I hope they do. I told Claire to call Kim and say, you know, it's Pete's birthday today.
We're trying to get him the day off.
I feel so bad. No, I'm not trying to get the day off because he can't, but, you know, hopefully they'll have doing something nice for you.
The whole stadium singing. Oh.
Nobody cares. My 43rd birthday.
Apart from you,
I know you care, exactly. And I can't wait to get back and celebrate with you. Put that bow on again, yeah?
Oh.
Gross.
I'm laughing and then I'm realising what he's saying. I'm like,
And I must say, I've had a million messages wishing you happy birthday today.
Millions, like, obviously on Twitter, or X as it's called now. So many people. And all my old football clubs, Liverpool, England, Portsmouth, Tottenham, stuff like every club I play for, QPR, as give me a little message or a little compilation, a few goals and stuff. Yeah, so that's...
I wish I could find my phone, because I had this lovely little quote that I wanted to read to you today. And it's about, you know, what you bring to people's lives. And it was basically a little thank you for being alive.
Really?
Yeah, and how wonderful you are. So, happy birthday. Gorgeous. You look like you're going to cry.
No, that's... so, yeah, thanks for listening. See you next
time. Bon anniversaire.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.